Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Go ahead and text a neighbor, Tebow, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that it's going down. There's a word, amen, from the Lord on today. They don't want to miss it. Go ahead, text them right now and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I want to go ahead, amen, and you know, this is the day that the Lord has made. I hope everyone woke up with a joyful heart this morning and rejoicing in the Lord. Always and again, I say rejoice. No matter what it looked like, amen, you're looking at it with your natural eye. No matter what it seems like, you're looking at it, amen, still with your natural eye. Glory to God. But if you look in the spiritual realm, you'll see something different. That my God is able. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can't even think. I can't even imagine. Glory to God. Put yourself in it and make it personal. Glory to God. Because if we would use the word of God even the more, amen, some of the things that come upon us, we would have peace, amen, that he says we can have. He said we can have peace that will surpass all understanding. You'll be walking around with such a peaceful heart. And people already see you, and some say, well, you know, I know she's going through. But guess what? Glory to God. Because you know the word of God, and you're standing on the promises, and you're standing on his word. Hallelujah. You can have the peace that he says you can have. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead on, amen, with a couple of announcements. First of all, I want to make sure if you missed it on yesterday, you missed a treat. Elder Walk the Dog, good God Almighty, hallelujah. She was awesome on that show. You missed it. She was talking about how you should obey your leaders and coming, you know, and your leaders giving you correction and you can't receive it. You know, there's so many times, I'm not going to preach a whole sermon, but I just wanted to piggyback on that. Glory to God. You know, we do sometimes, you know, when leaders bring correction to, you know, their members, amen, you know, they think they're being hard on them. No, this is not so. They're bringing the correction so when you go out and minister to somebody else, glory to God, then you'll know what to tell them, how to tell them, what to do about the situation. So if you just think about it, if a parent never corrects their child, what's going to happen? Huh? You think about that, amen. I'm going to let you figure out the answer to that one. If you never correct your children, what would happen? They would be what? Just go straight disobedient all the time, hallelujah. They would never turn around and come back to where they're supposed to be doing the right thing. Come on now. Glory to God, hallelujah. But she preached an awesome message. Her title, her show is Faith Come By Hearing, is none other than Elder Bertha Askew. The show comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And if you miss it, all shows are pre-recorded. You can go back and hear it on demand. And if you move on down on Sunday, I am the First Hour Power, Prophetess Martha Williams of Prophetic Corner Ministries, and the show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern. So if you missed the show today, you can go back and hear it on demand. And the next show coming up will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, none other than Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. And I want to encourage you to make sure you listen. And after this show, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. You have a 30-minute window to go get you some water, get you some Sprite. You can even get some Kool-Aid, get you some tea. Amen. You might want to run up to your favorite restaurant if it's close. Amen. Glory to God. Or, you know, ain't nothing like running in the kitchen, getting, amen, getting you a bite to eat. Amen. If you cook, hallelujah. Glory to God. And then you'll hear Minister Elaine Jackson coming on next. And I also want to make sure, hallelujah, that you go ahead and purchase her book, The Reflection of the Heart. The book is only it's $129 or $139. Don't quote me on that. Amen. Glory to God. I want to make sure that I'm saying it like it should be said. Hallelujah. But, you know, it's less than $2. Let me just put it like that. I might have messed up the price a little bit, but let me put it like this. I know it's less than $2. you can't afford to go over. You can buy 20 copies, and you could also send them out, amen, for others to read them. And you know what? Just thank you saying, well, I don't know what I'm going to get this person. I don't know what I'm going to get that one. Well, I'm trying to help you out now. Go ahead and buy the present. Go ahead and go over to Amazon. Go ahead and get the copy of the book, and you can buy 20 copies. You can get more than that if you want to. And just think, amen, you sent them something that will be with them always. So, in other words, if they need the word of God, amen, like right then, well, you know what? I just remember, you know, a friend of mine sent me a copy of a book. So I'm going to go and read this word. This may have something in here for me, and which I'm sure it is. So you can go back and you can read it. So you can purchase ever how many copies you want. But I'm just giving you an illustration of how you can purchase 20 copies, amen, and you've already satisfied 20 people. So I encourage you to go on, amen, and download it and on Amazon. Buy it and download it. The first three pages, to my understanding, is just a sample. So don't think you've got the whole book if you just get three pages. Amen. Glory to God. And it's an awesome book that you will definitely need to read. And if you move on up, we have the Wild Team, oh, my God, coming on Tuesday night. Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse come on with the fire of God. They have the line lit up when they come on. Glory to God. It be already lit. Hallelujah. My God, they just come on with the fire of God. Hallelujah. It comes on Tuesday, 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, a spiritual leader, I can guarantee you, hit them up and let them know, amen, what the need may be. And they can, amen, help you with whatever it is that you may need. And then if you move on, we ask you to come on and join us and partner with us. And in partner, you know, you will receive many, many things, you know, all the way from Monday, all the way down. Hallelujah. Come on and get in on the ground floor and see what God wants to do in your life. You know, you come to this show hearing this every Sunday, I know. But I expect this Sunday, I expect a difference on this Sunday, on this day of December the 2nd. We already, December the 2nd is moving on. Hallelujah. I expect you to go on and download it. And if you don't know how to, you know, if you don't know how to download the book, or if you don't know, amen, glory to God, how to partner with us, then you contact some of us, because we can talk you through it. We can walk you through it. You will contact Ministry Lane for her book, amen, and you will contact, you know, any of the Wild Team members to help you, amen, if you want to become a partner. See, it's all tied in there together. Hallelujah. So I want you to come on, amen, and get in. Hallelujah. Ain't the $25. I know you can scrounge up $25. If you got $25 worth of change, that's okay. Glory to God. We'll take that. Hallelujah. You don't turn money down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It said, Bible said, don't give grudgingly, you know, but guess what? If you give it and you grudgingly give it, then yeah, you're going to go on and take it. Hallelujah. Pray that you do better the next time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I encourage you to give to any of the ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. I know they've been a blessing to you on this year. You know, we're getting ready to come up to, amen, our new year. So we got a month here. Amen. We're in December the 2nd on today. So ask God, what do you want to, he wants you to plant on your first of the year seed. I'm going to go ahead and we're going to go ahead and put it out there, glory to God. I know, you know, some come to my shows and they say, well, she's always talking about money, but let me help you out with that. I'm going to talk about it till Jesus tells me to stop. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When he tells, whatever he tells you to do, that's what you're supposed to do. It's not that we need your money. He ain't trying to get nothing from you. He's trying to get something to you. Hallelujah. If your hands are already closed, glory to God, then ain't nothing going out. Hallelujah. If you ain't got nothing going out, ain't nothing going to come in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, let's move on. I hope everybody understood and caught that. Hallelujah. On today, I'm going to go ahead and see if anybody wants prayer before I go ahead and pray. Amen. Glory to God. Open us up in prayer. If you want prayer at this time, go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in. You don't have to tell me where you're calling from, but I do ask you to tell me Amen. Glory to God. You have to tell me where you're calling from. I don't ask you to tell me your name. I'm sorry. I don't want to know your name. Hallelujah. Just say, where are you calling from? Hallelujah. And what's your prayer request? That's all I need to know. And it don't matter if people hear, oh, I know that person. Well, guess what? That person that said that, then they probably need prayer themselves. So help them out and say, well, you know what? If they say, well, you know what? That was you that called in for prayer. Say, yeah, I did. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of what I need from God. Glory to God, because hey, he said, if you're ashamed of him, then he's going to be ashamed of you. Hallelujah, glory to God. So what do you need? You need prayer? Hallelujah. If you ask me what that means, hallelujah, what you need? You must need something. You were listening mighty close. Hallelujah, glory to God. So many times now, you know, people don't come in and get prayer that they need because they're ashamed of somebody knowing their voice. Well, it's okay. Hallelujah, it's okay. So, yeah, I called in for prayer. I'm not telling you to tell all your business. Just tell me your prayer needs. Glory to God. And if you need even more prayer, you can contact me on Facebook. Hallelujah. And I will, you know, pray further. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Well, we're going to move on down the road. I want you to, amen, while I'm opening us up in prayer, go ahead, 2 Timothy chapter 3. Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Nobody press the 1. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, on today to reach out, Lord God, to the souls that are lost, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we know that your every word say you're married to the backslide, oh God. And Lord, you said that all can be saved, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to touch them in a mighty way, oh God. Let them have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying on today, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, let the word go out to the north, south, east, and west, oh God. Lord, let it bring healing to those, Lord God, that need a healing in their heart, Lord God. Let it bring healing, Lord God, to those that need healing in their family, oh God. Huh? Let it bring healing, oh God, to those that need healing in their marriage, oh God. Father God, let it, Lord God, bring healing to those that need healing in broken relationships, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you on today, Lord God, to Lord God, to be, Lord God, everything that they need you to be. You said you'll be a father to the fatherless. You'll be a mother to the motherless, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you to release the Holy Ghost power to go to and fro, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, healing the saints and bringing the sinners, Lord God, into salvation. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you on today, Lord God, to let the word of God pierce the heart, Lord God. Give them understanding as the word is being taught on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Move all hindering spirits out of the way so they can hear your voice in the mighty name of Jesus, so they can grab hold to the word and run with it, oh God, and not grow weary in their well-doing and not go weary, Lord God, in their season, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for healing. Healing those that need healing, God, in their, Lord God, body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And high blood pressure, regulate right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, oh God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that diabetes, Lord God, is being healed right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. All the ear infections are drying up. All the sinus drainage is drying up. It shall not, Lord God, run anymore, in the name of Jesus. They'll be able to hear in the mighty name of Jesus. All our conditions right now in the name of Jesus. Focus, hallelujah. Glory to God. Focus, glory to God in the name of Jesus. No eye pressure. Oh, my God, shall come and try to destroy you from reading the word of God. We thank you, Lord God, that you heal them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, because we know, Lord God, that you've already done it. All we got to do is believe it in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you said, Lord God, believe, Lord God. Believe, just believe. Have faith and believe in him. Hallelujah, glory to God. And it all shall be done. It all shall be given, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. When you began to step outside of yourself, glory to God, and allow God to do the work, hallelujah, thy God, my God. But you know what so many times happens? We don't step outside, hallelujah, and allow God to be God. We're on the inside, hallelujah, and we keep him in just a little box. Well, he can do that. He can do that, but he can't heal my body. Oh, glory to God. That's a lie from the devil, straight from the pit. He can heal your body. He can make you whole again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So just hold on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't think with your natural mind, but look into the spiritual realm. Hallelujah. Which come all your help. Oh, glory to God. All your help comes from above. When the Holy Ghost grab hold of you, good God Almighty, my God, my God. Ain't nothing else can hurt you. Glory to God. Because the Holy Ghost brings wisdom. It brings, hallelujah, glory to God, healing in your mind. It gives you knowledge. It gives you understanding. So I say to you, if you ain't got the Holy Ghost, ask him for it. Hallelujah. Because there's a lot that comes with that. Glory to God. And that's what you want. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. We're going to go to chapter 3 of 2 Timothy. Hallelujah. The word of God on today. Hallelujah. From the word of God. Glory to God. Chapter 3, and I'm going to tell it, hard times will come. Let's just give a little amen bit background here. This was Paul wrote the letter to Timothy. Timothy was one of Paul's co-workers. Glory to God. And he was trying to, and he was writing this letter from prison. Glory to God. Let me ask you a question. How many of you, whenever you're in despair, that you'll go and minister to others? Whenever things are happening, do you still minister to others? Or do you just think about your foe and your no more and what's going on in your life? Glory to God. Do you do that? Hallelujah. Or do you just sit there right there in that bucket and soaking in sorrows and in your own pain instead of going, getting up and ministering to others? Paul went and he was writing a letter from prison. He wanted to write a letter to Timothy. Timothy was his co-worker. And he was telling him, you know what, in his word, I'm going to read it, amen, all the things that were to come. So he was trying to encourage Timothy. Timothy was young. He was telling him to look out. Hallelujah. Look out, because these things are coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I want you to be encouraged. And if anything happens, you know, and he knew if he was living in his last days, amen, because, you know, they were throwing him in prison and doing all kinds of stuff. We ain't going to go all through that, but amen, y'all know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I want you to continue on in the ministry. And that's how it should be. Hallelujah. Just because you go through one little thing, then you're just going to shut down everything else. Hallelujah. You're going to shut down on God when you're going through. Just shut down. I'm going to shut down. I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't read the word. I can't. The word is on your phone. Hallelujah. You can go to Bible Hills app. Amen. Y'all got apps out of the world. Come on now. Hallelujah. Put it on and let it click. You know, don't be discouraged. Amen. In these last and evil days. Glory to God. And that's what he was trying to tell him. Hallelujah. He was trying to encourage him that the ministry must go on. Hallelujah. Prayer must go on. The word of God goes on. Hallelujah. It don't stop just because you're going through. You got to keep on going. Amen. And through your going through, hallelujah, you'll be a testimony for somebody else who's going through the same thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because everything that you go through is not for you. It's for somebody else. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's get into the message on today. Glory to God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, and it reads, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come." See right here, he said perilous times are coming. He's letting them know right there, dangerous times were coming. Hallelujah. Hard times is coming. You know, amen. Some people will say they're in those hard times and those perilous times now. Yes, but we ain't seen nothing yet. But see, what he was trying to do was encouraging him and letting him know that these times are coming. and he's going to tell him what to do and how to help him out. You know, ain't that something God will warn us, you know, and then sometimes you won't take heed to the warning. Like you will hear, amen, everybody say, you know, and the ministers be preaching, and they'll say, well, you know what? Yeah, and the pastor's talking and the apostle saying, you know, hard times are coming, y'all. You know, and we need to get back to a place in prayer. But do you really receive that? No. Hallelujah. Absolutely no. Some may and some won't. But so many are caught up in their own. Amen. Glory to God. So you don't receive that word. You say, well, that's all right. I just heard that word, and, you know, I'm going to go on. And I've been hearing Jesus returning for I don't know how long, and he ain't came yet. But, honey, I'm here to tell you, don't let him catch you with your work undone, because he is coming. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can just see it by the times and the signs. Glory to God. We are in like 30 degrees on a couple of days on last week, and now we up to 70-something degrees, almost 80 degrees. Hallelujah. In the middle of winter. Glory to God. Not winter, but winter, okay? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, and unthankful and unholy. You know, covetousness, having a strong desire for material possession. Let's work with some of these right here. You know, that's where people are now. They don't care too much about, you know, okay, hold up. I'm not going to buy all this. I'm not going to buy all this. Yes. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take this and I'm going to see, you know, ask God what I want to do. What do you want me to do with it? You know what? He will tell you. If you are serious, he will tell you. You know? But some people just, they won't do that. Hallelujah. I'm not bashing people. I'm just saying some won't do that. Let's just put it like that. Some will not. Some rather get more and more and more and put it on in their house and have so much stuff where they can't walk. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you get to that point, hallelujah, when you got two or three closets full, amen, hallelujah, and you got stuff you can't find, you know, I've been looking for this for about a year or two, hallelujah, glory to God, and then I finally found it, hallelujah. You got too much stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And, you know, people now are running after material possessions. And that's what they are now. They don't run after God like that. You know, they'll go and, they, you know, see what they can, you know, I can read. You know, I'm going to prayer. Hallelujah. And I listen to the word, you know, on Tuesday. I listen to the word, you know, on Saturday. I listen to the word on Sunday. But you ain't nothing there. Hallelujah. You just listening. You ain't getting nothing. Hallelujah. Just listening. Faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Yes. But you ain't partaking of it. Hallelujah. In other words, you ain't got no fruit behind what you hear. Because you ain't using what you're hearing. Glory to God. You out there in third field. Let me help you out. You go from first base, you start learning. You go from, you run to second base, amen, you continue your learning. You run to third base, hallelujah. And that's as far as you go. Then you out there in third field, not on third base. You're in third field, way out there, hallelujah. Doing stuff that you know you shouldn't be doing. You're way out there in third field, glory to God. My God, not knowing what the Bible says now. You done forgot all about all that. Just done ran on out because you got what you want over there on third. So now you done went out there somewhere else in third field, glory to God, and you're lost. Glory to God. Let's move on, hallelujah. And let's go on, hallelujah. I wanted to go over one more boasters. You know, that, amen, that word right there, a person who boasts, amen, glory to God. You know, you know, that's a person who really, they won't forgive anybody, hallelujah. They won't do nothing, hallelujah. They boast in their own self, hallelujah. You know, I did this, I did that, I did. But where was God in that? You think you just did it on your own? No, there were some people praying, hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, glory to God, when you got a people praying, hallelujah, it ain't nothing that you can't accomplish. You know, he said one could put a thousand, you know, yeah, you can chase them out, hallelujah. You know, sometimes when people say, well, I can pray too. Yeah, you praying. I ain't doubting that you praying, hallelujah. Glory to God. But are you spending time in prayer? It's a difference when you said, yeah, I'm praying, but are you spending time in prayer? Are you getting, you talking and you're giving him a time, chance to talk? Or are you talking all that? Well, Lord, bless this. I need you to bless this soul. And sometimes when people pray, glory to God, they ain't really praying with a sincerity. You know, Lord, yeah, Lord, bless him. Lord, you know, he asked me to pray for him, so God, I'm going to pray for him over here, you know, and that's all I'm going to give him. I'm done with it. Glory to God. No, that ain't the way you do it. Glory to God. And you know, I prayed too, so they got delivered. It don't matter who prayed. As long as they got delivered, what difference do it make? None. Hallelujah. There are, God will lay people on your heart, hallelujah, to pray for. But if you go and tell them, you've already gotten your reward. You through. Hallelujah. You're just totally through. You done got what you done got. That's it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't have to tell everybody, well, you know what, I'm praying for you. Glory to God. Pray and go on. God lays people on my heart I don't even know. All I do is pray. You pray for them and you keep it moving. I don't have to call up, no, you know what, God told me to pray for you. God told me to do this for you. God told me, no, you don't have to do that. You done already got your reward. Hallelujah. And it's going to come back. Somebody, whoever you, whatever you need prayer, somebody pray for you. Glory to God, because you just cut off. Amen. What could have been coming to you? Hallelujah. You're through. Let's move on. Hallelujah. My God, ain't God good? Yes, he is. Proud. Hallelujah. Let's go to proud. Hallelujah. You give honor what honors do. But you give glory to God. Hallelujah. And sometimes you're so proud, you don't even want to ask for help. You know, ain't that something? Hallelujah. People need help, but you won't ask. Hallelujah. Well, you know what I tell them? I say, you know what? Yeah, God shows us. He gives us prophecy in parts. Hallelujah. And I thank God for everything that I've gotten. I thank God for his teaching on all that. Hallelujah. I thank God, amen, that he sent people, amen, to me, amen, to help me to know the difference between, you know, being proud and being boisterous and all that good stuff. Hallelujah, glory to God, because that's what it takes. It takes good leaders to teach their people, hallelujah, and ain't scared. You know, some people are scared to teach their people because they're scared they're going to go over them, amen. But understand, the teacher is always greater, hallelujah. The master is always greater, hallelujah, than the learner. So don't get the big head. Let me just help you out. Hallelujah. I'll just help you out with that one. I ain't going to charge you for that one, but I'm going to have to charge you for the next one. But, you know, it's okay. Hallelujah. And that's when you get taught the word of God. Hallelujah. And don't be too proud to let them know, well, you know what? I don't know what that means. Hallelujah. Can you help me out with that? Can you give me some clarification? Yes, I can look it. You can look it up, but sometimes you need to talk to somebody that can help you. Because you got to always be, if you don't have a spirit to want to learn all the time, hallelujah, not just one time, but all the time. If you, the world is changing. There's a lot of things, amen, that are being taught, hallelujah, that you didn't learn back then. There's a lot of things that's being taught that you know nothing about. So let somebody help you. Keep your ear and your heart open. Always keep it closed, hallelujah. Yes, you keep it closed to the wrong thing, but listen to the right. Hallelujah, my God. And blasphemers, my God, my God. A lack of reverence to God. You're talking about the Holy Ghost, you know, and everything, and you have blasphemers who talk about, you know what, hallelujah, they ain't doing it, they ain't doing it, they ain't real. Don't listen at them people, hallelujah. And don't let them blaspheme your God. You got to get away from them, because if a lightning bolt comes, somebody going to be in trouble. So don't let them do that to you, hallelujah. You know, in these days right here, you got to want to keep your mind clear. You got to make sure what you're listening to and how you're listening to it and who's giving it out. And you just got to be careful. That's why he said the steps of a righteous man. So if you are a righteous person, hallelujah, God's going to order your steps step by step. Hallelujah. And if you say, okay, listen, Lord, that am I going in the right direction? If not, then, Lord, you turn me around. And if he don't say nothing, then that lets you know, hallelujah, glory to God, you're all right. But if he say no and you hear it, then you need to turn around and go the other way. Hallelujah. And if you sometimes you just need to just be still and wait on him to say something. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And then you have the disobedient to parents. Amen. That's a fact. That's a fact. And that is a fact. Children talk to their parents not any kind of way. You know, there are like people are getting elderly, you know, and then the children are talking to them just any kind of way. It just don't make no sense, but they are talking to them any kind of way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I've seen it and I've heard it. And sometimes, you know, I'd be like, oh, wait a minute. Now, listen, as long as I'm here, don't you never talk to your mama that way, okay? Hallelujah. Because I just can't stand that. I can't stand it. I'm telling you, don't talk to your mama that kind of way. To see what these young people are forgetting, amen. And, you know, we can help them out. I know y'all saying over there, amen and glory. I hear you. Hallelujah. What they're forgetting is they got to get old one day. And the way they treat their parents, hallelujah, is just what a man sows. That shall he also reap, hallelujah. So they're going to have to reap that same thing because the children are going to give it to them. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God. Let's go on. Amen to 3. Without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontent, fear, despisers of those that are good. You know, some people just don't want people to do good. You know, there are people who break peace against families, and you may not like it, hallelujah, what they did, but you know what you need to do? Just learn to pray, hallelujah. You learn to pray and say less, glory to God, because you can't keep breaking, you know, amen. You just can't do it, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm going to say it again. You just can't do it. Some people just do that, but you just can't do it. Hallelujah. Come on, move on. Glory to God. Let's move on. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than they lovers of God. Glory to God. Don't you know, hallelujah, people love their pleasure. Well, I'm telling you, I work hard, and I'm going to go out, hallelujah, and I'm going to have me some drinks. Oh, amen. Don't let Jesus return while you're having all them drinks. Okay, glory to God. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know what, I know the Lord just like you do. I didn't say you didn't know who he was, amen. He ain't moved. He easy to know, hallelujah, if you want to know him. Glory to God. My God, my God. But you supposed to live a lifestyle of holiness. And then you're getting up in front of the church and you're doing a praise dance. Let me help you out. Eldamo, use one of your words. Sit down somewhere. Glory to God. Let's just move on. Hallelujah. But people are loving pleasure more than they're loving God. You know, they'll go and pay $500,000-$600,000 for to go see a game. But then they won't even give 10 cents, amen, to put in an offering plate. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. My God, my God. Ain't that something? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, there are people who say they know the Lord, but they ain't got no power. Ain't nothing. You can't see nothing. You can't see no fruit. Amen. When they pray for somebody, hallelujah, it's just, okay, well, Lord, in the name of Jesus, heal them. What? Glory to God. Yo, I know prayers are effective. Hallelujah. And I can tell, hallelujah, when people are praying, I can tell it. I always ask God to give me that, and he did, hallelujah. When you live a righteous lifestyle, you can ask your Father anything, he said, anything you want in his son Jesus' name, and he'll give it to you, hallelujah. And if you ask for the spiritual gifts, he's going to give you that you can handle, because some people can't handle it all, hallelujah. I know I was standing, amen, in the kitchen, and you know, we were all there, and all of a sudden I said, whoop, good God Almighty, hallelujah. It kind of frightened them, but that's just how you know, amen. Prayer goes forth. You'll know, amen, when somebody's praying for you. Don't you think your leaders don't know who's praying and who's not praying, because they know, glory to God, hallelujah. That comes with that Holy Ghost power. My God, my God. And some people are denying it because they ain't got no power, because they don't have the Holy Ghost living in them. Amen, glory to God. Holy Ghost is nothing to be afraid of. He's there to lead and guide you and give you comfort in your spirit. Hallelujah. To take you in the right direction, not the wrong, hallelujah, to give you power, hallelujah, to tread upon the serpents, the lions, and the adder, them things that come and try to destroy you and pull you away from ministry, and try to make you talk about your leaders, glory to God. I'm going to put it on out there, hallelujah, and that's what it does. It lets you know, don't go over there, huh, because they ain't real, hallelujah, glory to God. They ain't got your best interest or your soul, hallelujah, at heart. Hallelujah. They don't care what you do. Glory to God. All they want to do is just for you to come over there and give them their tithes and their offering. And the next thing you know, you'll be sitting at the back of the pew doing nothing. Let's move on. Glory to God. For of this sort are they which creep into the houses and lead captives, silly women laden with sin, led away with divers lust. Glory to God. You know, hallelujah. You know, women are led by their own lust. Hallelujah. You know, they listen, but they don't understand. Hallelujah. Because they're still doing everything they're big enough to do. You know, let's break it down. Let's take it here. Hallelujah. Come on, go with me. We're going to go. Let's go. Come on. You know, what happens so many times, you know, well, you know what? I went to church. I go to church every Sunday. I'm in church, right? Amen. You know, amen. We are Southerners. Hallelujah. It's okay. Hallelujah. Y'all just roll with me. Hallelujah. We go to church every Sunday. You're on the front row, and you ain't getting nothing. Then you going back out doing the same thing that you were doing. He was letting them know them silly women were still doing just what they wanted to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ain't got nothing. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost don't dwell in an unclean place. Ha, ha, hallelujah. So you got to clean it up and be ye holy, for I am holy. He said he's holy, so you got to be holy. Because when you look after and you seek after God, you'll see the holiness, amen, in the word of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. I hope y'all having a good time because I am with this. Glory to God, hallelujah. Let's move on. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. See, they learning, they hear it, but they ain't understanding it. Hallelujah. They ain't getting it. Hallelujah. Because they tipping, dipping, and slipping. And that's what he was saying. They were tipping and dipping and slipping. That's why you ain't getting it. Hallelujah. You're tipping over here on the devil's side. And then you're tipping, trying to tip back over here in the church. Hallelujah, on Sunday, hallelujah, then comes Monday, I got to turn it up on Saturday, hallelujah, then you go in the church, and then you set up, and you're up there in front of the choir, amen, your choir directing, and you amen, and all that stuff, hallelujah, glory to God, I'm ushering at the back door, oh, y'all, I'm sleepy, why are you so sleepy, you didn't go to bed last night, my God, no, you went to the club, turning it up. Hallelujah. But you go to church all the time, but you can't understand what it's saying. Hallelujah. You know, I've heard saying, you know, what the Bible is confusing. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? Go in the book of Genesis. Read the book of Genesis. And when you are saved, amen, hallelujah, he said he'll open up all the scriptures to you. He'll open it up to you. It takes prayer and supplication, amen, to go before the Lord, and he'll open up everything that you need in the word of God. He ain't hidden, and he ain't ran away. He's still in that place. On today, glory to God. Let's move on. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds and reprobate concerning the faith. Hallelujah. You remember, amen, back in the book of Moses, amen, when he was doing those miracles and stuff, these two, Jannes and Jambres, amen, they were magicians, and they were trying to do what Moses was doing, but Moses was led by the Lord. God was giving him his. Hallelujah. They were just trying to do theirs on their own, but guess what? Hallelujah. They got caught. Hallelujah. Like, okay, now we see. Y'all ain't real. Hallelujah. So you see, you ain't got no power to understand that. You need the Holy Ghost, because you don't know what's real and what's fake now. Hallelujah, glory to God. And that's what the Holy Ghost come in and give you the realness. And he was trying to help it. Paul was telling him, you know, hey, let me help you out now. You need to know what's real and what's fake. I'm telling you, these things are to come. And he's encouraging them all the time, all the way through, amen, glory to God, or what he need to do and what he don't need to do and how things are coming to try to distract the God's people and how things will come. Amen, you're young in the faith. So let me help you, son. Let me help you, hallelujah, co-worker. Look out for this silly man stricken with sin. Look out for this silly woman stricken with sin. Glory to God. Because they just want to pull you away. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it ain't all, amen, and those that's out in the world. It's those that are inside the churches too. Glory to God. Let's move on. My God. But they shall proceed to further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men as there also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience. He said, you known it as when you was a child. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah. When you were young, your mom and dad took you to church, you know, hallelujah, and you heard the word of God, hallelujah. And that word, hallelujah, still you was in there playing, hallelujah, and they didn't have phones back then like they do now, huh? But the children are going in church with the phones. The parents don't want to be bothered with them, amen, telling them, you know, to sit down, little JoJo, sit down, little JJ, and listen to the word of God. No, you ain't going to play. You ain't going to act up. You're going to listen. Listen to the word when it's coming forth. They'll give them the cell phones and stuff to play on and give them something, paper and pencil to write with. As long as they're writing the scripture or writing what the pastor's saying, that's fine. Hallelujah. But let them be able, amen, to hear what they're saying. You're going to go through some long suffering. Hallelujah. You're going to and be having a willing heart to give. Hallelujah. Charity. And you've got to have patience in this season because everything that you want, yes, is right there at the door. Hallelujah. But that don't mean you're going to get it right then. You're going to have to endure sometimes. Hallelujah. Before you get what you need from the Lord, huh? Oh, my God, my God. You see, Paul knew what was going on because he knew he had been there and he was trying to help him out. Hallelujah. What I say, help a brother out. Glory to God. And listen at number 11, persecution, affliction, which came unto me at Antioch and Iconium, at Lystra. What persecution I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Now, see right here when he said, out of everything that I went through, hallelujah. God delivered him out of them all. He ain't got no special person that he will deliver. He will deliver you. He'll deliver me. He'll deliver the sinner. He'll deliver those that are backslid. He'll deliver everybody, hallelujah. Many of the afflictions of the righteous, hallelujah. He said he'll deliver them out of them all. Once you begin to, amen, a knowledge of knowing who Christ is, hallelujah, then you know what happens, amen, in the beginning. Everything you ask your Father for, you get it, amen. I know because I've been there. Hallelujah. Well, Lord, I want this. There it is. Hallelujah. Well, God, can I have this? There it is. Hallelujah. Lord, I need this. There it is. Hallelujah. But you know, as you get older, amen, to much is given, much is required. When you know more words, then guess what? You're going to have to wait for some stuff. You ain't going to get it all at one time. I'm so sorry, but that's the way it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you know, he will deliver you out of everything that you're going through. Glory to God. Let's move on. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. Oh, my God. And I read in one scripture, it said, everyone who lives, amen, as God desires, you're going to be hurt. You know, sometimes hurt people like to hurt other people. You know, they say, well, you know what, I'm delivered from that. No, not so. You ain't delivered. You ain't delivered like that. Glory to God. Well, I know what, no, you ain't delivered. Hallelujah. Because there's something hiding, amen, and hiding in the cabinet, hallelujah, that you need to let out. You need to ask God to reveal it. I ask God, you know, to reveal because you want to make sure that you ain't on the wrong side. You want to make sure that you're doing everything that you know how to do. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because you're going to suffer some persecution. You're going to suffer some hurt. Glory to God. Huh? I read in one translation, it said hurt, just purity, hurt. You know, as being a Christian, you know, other people like to hurt people. Hallelujah, glory to God. Just because they are Christians and they know, well, you know what, I'm going to see if they're a Christian. Hallelujah. And they'll try to get you to do stuff that you know ain't godly. Hallelujah, glory to God. So somebody else can think like they think. Well, I told you, see there, be careful about that. Don't let nobody try to make you do nothing. Amen, glory to God. They're going to make you look bad. It ain't going to make them look bad because you can't tell them, say, you know what, well, they made me do it. No, that ain't going to work. You're responsible for your own self. So be careful about that. And you're going to suffer persecution. Hallelujah. And hurt. Let's move on. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. You know what? Is there any bad person? What they're going to do is the evil people who cheat others, evil people who try to destroy others. It said it ain't going to get no better. He said it's going to get worse. That's what he was telling us. It's going to get worse. So you know if you got God on your side, he's going to show you all these things to come. Hallelujah. Now, wouldn't you rather serve a God that can tell you what's coming, amen, than somebody telling you, amen, on the other side, hallelujah, the devil, well, you know what, you ain't got to worry about it. You got to just go ahead, amen, and just tell them a piece of your mind. Amen. No, I need all my mind I can get to use it all in the ministry and wherever I need, God needs to use it at. Glory to God. So you don't need to do that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But he said it's going to get worse and worse. All the people that did bad, they taking from people. They talking about people, slandering people. Hallelujah. He said it ain't going to get better. It's going to get worse. And we can also see that now, you know, how they bash Christians and stuff, you know, like that. Well, you know what? They ain't got to do all that. They ain't got to do all that praying. They ain't got to do all that reading the word. Well, I tell you what, hallelujah, you may not have to do all that, but, you know, I'm going to do that and then some, hallelujah. Because if I'm not bothering anybody, then why you want to worry about what I'm doing? Glory to God. I'm just using illustration so that way won't nobody say I'm talking about them. I approve this message. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's just what I'm saying. You know, you in your own home, you can do what you want to do. Glory to God. We're all within the guidelines of the word of God, so you don't have to worry about what they're saying. Well, you know what? You got the phone off. Hallelujah. And can't nobody reach you. Well, that's you and your time with God. You do what you want to do. Hallelujah. Because if anything happens, amen, when you cut your phone on, check it, hallelujah, and see what's going on. You can't get to them that quick anyway, you know, so it's okay, hallelujah, to go ahead and shut everything down, hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. But continue thou in these things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Amen. He was telling to be content. Amen. Hallelujah. And keep going. The things that I've taught you. Glory to God. Don't let the ministry down. You got to continue in the ministry. Now, people pull away from ministry because they want to say, well, okay, what they do, they train you up, amen, make sure you know what you're supposed to know, amen, and then they make sure, amen, that you understand the word of God and make sure they teach you how to get scriptures and how to disciple the word of God and all that and how to pray and all that good stuff. A lot of pastors do. And when they train you up, then they send you out. That's what they do, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. And so that way, hallelujah, you won't get mixed up, hallelujah. See, he had been up under, amen, under Paul, hallelujah. And he was telling them, continue the ministry. Don't let the ministry fall by the wayside. Ministry should never fall by the wayside. There ought to be somebody there that you can trust, amen, to pick it up and keep it going. Hallelujah. It don't matter if somebody gets mad with that person, amen, because they're trying to help the ministry and to help keep it going, but you're always going to have those, I'm telling you, in the ministry that's going to get mad. But it's okay. It's all for the glory of God. It's not for yourself. It's for giving God glory and making sure the ministry goes on. You know, when you begin to come outside of yourself and understand that it's not about us. It's about him. Him who? Jesus Christ. Spreading the word of God to the nation. Giving the people what they need. Calling them into repentance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Asking them to turn around and know who this God that we serve. That we serve a good God. And he love them and he love them to the fullest. And he love them unconditionally. Not like man. Man got conditionally love. But God has unconditionally love. That's what we want to tell them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Let's move on. And number 15, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. See, he was saying you knew them, you knew the scriptures as a child. You knew them as a child. You know, like I was saying, when your parents taught and took you to church, glory to God, did you learn something, amen, instead of going, hallelujah, just going on camp stew night, you know, hey, we going to the church, we going to eat camp stew, hey, we eating today, we have a service, and they're going to feed us, hallelujah, and then I'm going to go in there and get me a stack of plates so I won't have to cook next week. Did you get anything beside them stack of plates, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. Let's move on to 16. All scriptures is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction and instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. What he's saying here is, hallelujah. You know the scriptures, hallelujah. The word of God is given to you to help you, hallelujah, to do good. The word of God, if you do good in the word of God, hallelujah, then guess what? God's going to load you down, amen, with different, hallelujah, gifts, hallelujah, so you can go and do good. He ain't going to put you out there haphazardly. You're going to have what you need. That's what he's saying, hallelujah. You know, it's a good thing that, you know, God ain't like man, because they think, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, that you can't do nothing, hallelujah, and that ain't nothing in you. Glory to God. Well, you ain't on the inside of me. How you know? I got a heart, hallelujah, hallelujah. You may have some camps, too. I mean, you know, some of y'all know what it is, and you might have some bagels or something like that, but we ain't talking about that. We talking about spiritual gifts right now. Glory to God. We ain't talking about the groceries, hallelujah, and you know, I used to have that old saying, grits ain't groceries. So let's move on, hallelujah. But if you got that stuff down on the inside of you and you got the word of God on the inside of you, hallelujah, he ain't going to do nothing but perfect it. But you got to ask him for what you want, hallelujah. Ask him for what you need, hallelujah. Glory to God. He don't mind you having stuff, but don't let stuff have you. So many times you get entangled with the world system. You can't think straight, hallelujah. You're always trying to get, amen, rich quick. Glory to God, hallelujah. Till you let ministry suffer, hallelujah. Well, let me help you out, hallelujah. He don't mind you doing what you're doing to have a career. Yes, that man don't work, he don't eat. We know we have single mothers now. We have single fathers also too. Glory to God, and you have to work, hallelujah. Glory to God. But all that in his place. That's why you have to make sure that you got things in place. Glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. Don't just always run after everything, amen, in the world. You got to make sure you're running after God, and he's going to make everything else all right. Hallelujah. And I was saying, and that bring me back when I was talking about these people had 7 jobs. I said, good God almighty, 7 jobs? They got 7 jobs. When is the time, amen, for the Lord? They said, well, you know what? We tithe, amen. We're in debt, and we're getting out of debt. Well, you're tithing, but you got to be tired. Hallelujah. Tired, amen, to spend time with the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, he'll fix anything. Hallelujah. He said, I am the Lord. Hallelujah. And ain't nothing, hallelujah, hey, he won't do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you don't have to, amen, work 10 and 7, 8, 9 jobs, hallelujah, asking to show you what you did wrong and how you got into all that stuff, hallelujah, and he will bring you out. Things, amen, happen sometimes for a reason, glory to God, because you won't give, hallelujah, like you should, glory to God. But understand, hallelujah, he's there, he ain't moved, hallelujah. Hard times is coming, so make sure you prepare for what's to come. When he was warning him and giving him warning, giving Timothy warning, letting him know, you know, continue on in the ministry. He was his co-worker and he was young. So whenever someone tells you and try to help you, don't just say, well, you know what? Oh, my God, I'm just catching it. I'm just catching it. No, you ain't catching it. They trying to help you. Hallelujah. So you can withstand the devices of Satan when he come at you. And you won't always have to say, you know, this one is at me and this one doing this and people just don't like me. And you don't have to say all that. He letting you know that that's just a trick from the enemy. And he said, oh, don't give in to that. That's a trick from the enemy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Ain't God good all the time? And all the time God is good. Glory to God. We got to stand there for the ministry must go on. He was telling him everything that was to happen. Glory to God. You know, like I said, you can see some of the things that are going on around us now. Hallelujah. And you know, we talked about, you know, the Bible is fulfilling. Hallelujah. And there are things that are happening, and you can read it in the word of God that are happening. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see families against family, families killing family, and different things that are happening and all that against them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said it, and it's happening right now. So remember, hallelujah, the hard time's coming, but you got to be anchored and stay anchored in Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Don't let nobody push you out of your seat. Hallelujah. You stay in your seat. You stay in the driver's seat. Huh? Don't let the devil get in there and drive. Hallelujah. And don't let nobody tell you the devil, what's going to happen. He'll send somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God to tell you, well, you know what? You don't need to do that. You don't even need to be over there. Glory to God. They ain't doing what they need to do. Hallelujah. And let me help you out. I don't care. Hallelujah. If you're supposed to follow, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Hallelujah. If your husband ain't following, glory to God, pray for him. I encourage you, pray for him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If your wife ain't following, glory to God, pray for him. Glory to God. But guess what? You got to continue to follow him. You got to continue to read the Word of God. You got to continue, amen, in the Word of God and ask God to fix it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to give you this short testimony, and then we're going to go ahead and get out of here. We want to hear Minister Elaine next. Glory to God. You know, there was this lady, amen, and her husband, they were going to church, and she was saying, she said, well, Lord, she said, he didn't believe in tithing. Hallelujah. He said, I just don't understand that. No, we ain't tithing. Don't you get at church. No more your money. We ain't tithing. Well, she knew, amen, glory to God, that he said, give a tenth that belongs to the God. To God, amen. She knew, amen, how important it was for her to tithe. Hallelujah. And guess what she did? Hallelujah. She tithed anyway. He didn't know it, and she was tithing anyway. So finally, amen, you know, she talked to the pastor and everything, and he kind of pulled him to the side and talked to him and walked him through the Word of God, and, you know, she was praying for him, and the Lord pricked his heart, and he finally got it. He got it, and he said, honey, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. No, we need to tithe. We'll do nothing else. We need to tithe. So he was making sure himself that money, amen, that they tithe, amen, every time, hallelujah. After he got, amen, a hold to what he should have gotten hold of. After God pricked his heart and she was praying and everything, and then they continued to tithe. So I encourage you, continue to do what you do for the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody tell you what you don't need to do. And if you don't understand it, let me help you out. Just keep your mouth closed. Glory to God. Just don't come against God's people. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God is able. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even ask or think. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you, if you don't know the Lord, amen, you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior, O God. I repent of all my sins. I invite you into my life, O God, to make me, Lord God. Make me whole, O God. Lord, I give it all unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now blood washed, born believer. Amen. Go to a Bible believing church. And if you don't know, amen, what to do, how to do, listen, hit me up on Facebook. I have two pages. Or you can hit any of us up under the Wild Team. Some of y'all who have been listening for a while, y'all know who we are. Hallelujah. Hit us up and let us know. Hallelujah. We're all under the same umbrella. Hallelujah. If it rains, hallelujah. When the rain pours, hallelujah, it rains. Glory to God. So I encourage you to hit us up and let us know, amen, what you need, and we will get you to the right person. Hallelujah. And we will tell you what you need to do. Glory to God. Now, the next voice you will be hearing is Voice of Truth, Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. You will be hearing her 30 minutes after this. You got a 30-minute break. Then you'll be listening to Minister Elaine. Glory to God at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. Don't forget, you can go ahead and purchase your book. Get it early. Hallelujah. Go ahead and get in and get your book. I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction, and we're going to get out of here. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Have an awesome week, and we'll see you back on next Sunday. Amen.